Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be continuing in the Book of Tehillim with Mizmor 25, Mizmor Chaf Hei. This song gives us the words to say when we're in the process of doing teshuva. It's composed in Aleph Bet order, so that it'll be easier for us to remember its words. There are a few Mizmorim in Tehillim that are written in this Aleph Bet order, and whenever it's written in that manner, it's there to indicate its importance. There are 22 psukim for the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. However, there are three letters that are missing and three letters that are repeated. The Radak points this out, and then he says he doesn't know why it is. The Abu Draham, in his essays on Tefillah, says that the three letters that are missing, Bet, Vav, and Kuf, spell out the word Bok or Buka, which means emptiness and devastation. And that's specifically the feeling that we're trying to get rid of in this song. The letters that are repeated are Resh, Pei, and Aleph, and they spell out the word Rofe, meaning healer. We want to be healed now from our negative ways. Alternatively, the Ibn Yechye explains that these three letters, Pei, Resh, and Aleph, spell out the word Pe'er, which means glory. And those who say this song with kavana, with feeling, will merit feeling so close to Hashem, and that will bring them glory. It's a bit long, but I don't want to skip a pasuk. Here we go, pasuk Aleph. LeDavid, by David. Look at this introduction. There's no laminat seach or any instrument that's being played because this song wasn't written for the conductor or for an orchestra to play along. Rather, it reflects David's personal thoughts. It provides us with a glimpse into what was going on in David's mind throughout his life. And through this mizmor, we gain an insight into his inner reflections and his spiritual journey, specifically as he struggled to get back and stay on the path that would bring him closest to Hashem. So we continue, Elecha Hashem nafshi esa, only to you, Hashem, I lift my soul. The Malbim says that this pasuk is the theme of the song or the foundation of the song. A good warrior needs to know his target well. And David knew whatever he was going through in life, the target was to get closer to Hashem. Lifting his soul could be also that he was actually ready to give himself over to Hashem, to be Moser Nefesh, as if he were an offering. The word Ola, used for many offerings, for many sacrifices, means ascend. And here he is ready to ascend to God. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Elokai b'cha v'tachti ale vosha. Al yal tzu oivai li. My God, I trust in you. Let me not be embarrassed. Don't let my enemies rejoice over me. When someone does something wrong, they often feel a sense of shame, which can make them feel small and disconnected. Embarrassment leads a person to want to hide, to avoid others, and this invisibility and powerlessness can give the enemies a cause to rejoice. Although David could feel embarrassed, he wants to stay connected to God, and despite his shame, he's going to look towards God and he is not going to hide, and he's going to move forward instead of feeling powerless. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Gam kol kovecha lo yevoshu. Also, all who hope in you should not be embarrassed. Rav Hirsch explains that the word hope in Hebrew, kaveh, is related to the word kav, meaning a line. One who hopes in Hashem has a direct line to him. As long as you are hopeful, you can't hide in shame because you're connected to God. We say this in Shoshanas Yaakov, that we'll be saying in a few days if you're on time with your Nach Yomi. We say, Shekol kovecha lo yevoshu. All those who hope to you will not feel ashamed, will not feel powerless. And that's what makes us happy. We're not alone, no matter what we may have done. And that's why this song begins with Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahala v'samecha. The flower of Yaakov, the rose of Yaakov, were the Jewish people, were very happy. We were happy because we didn't feel ashamed and we didn't land up being powerless. Instead of us being ashamed, let's finish off this pasuk. Yevoshu habogdim Ray, come, let those who rebel be embarrassed and feel empty, like happened in the time of Purim. Pasuk Dalet, and notice it's been going on the Aleph Beis, letter Dalet. Drachecha Hashem hodieni, or Chosecha lamdeni. Now that we're holding on to Hashem with our hope, make your paths known to me. Teach me your ways. Hashem, help me know what to do. And the Malbim differentiates between the word derech and orach, between the language of path and ways. The path, the derech, is large and relevant to many people, while the orach represents the narrower path, the exit off the highway that's unique to me. So we're asking Hashem, show me the general path I have to take, and then help guide me on the more individual path that I will then have to go on. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, letter Hey. Hadricheni ba'amitecha v'lamdeni, ki ata Elokei yish'i. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. Oscha kivisi kol hayom. I hope to you all the time. I know that wherever you guide me is my truth, so I'm committed to follow it. Just teach me step by step, says the Radak, so that I will get used to it. Pasuk Vav, letter Zion. Notice we just skipped the Vav. Zechor rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha ki me'olam hema. Remember, Hashem, your compassion and your loving kindness, for they have been forever. Rashi says that God's kindness started on the first day of the creation of man. God warned Adam that if he ate from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, he would die on that same day. When Adam disobeyed and he did eat from the fruit, God allowed Adam to live for another 1,000 years. Now, parenthetically, he died at 930, as we spoke about earlier, because he chose to give his years to David. Pasuk Zion, letter Ches. Chatos ne'urai ufsha'ai al tizkor. Kechastacha zechorli ata. The sins of my youth and my transgressions, don't remember. According to your loving kindness, remember me for the sake of your kindness. Notice, he doesn't defend himself and justify his actions. Rather, he appeals to Hashem's kindness. And with this, we go to Pasuk Ches, letter Tes. Tov yashar Hashem al kein yorech hata'im badarech. Hashem is good and upright. Therefore, he directs sinners on the way. Now, we're talking about sinners who want to go on a path of teshuva, of redirecting their path. So he directs us on our way of teshuva, returning to the correct path. And the Medrash Shochar Tov says the directions are referring to the signs that were all over the roads in the land of Israel, guiding one to the closest Ir Miklat, the closest sanctuary city for those who killed someone by accident. Now, there weren't so many people who killed someone by accident. However, these signs were all over, and it reminded people that if they sinned in any way, they should redirect themselves. And if you think about it, even without actual signs on the road, Hashem sends us signs. He sends us messages and situations in our lives that direct us to repent, that direct us on the path that we need to go. Our challenge is to see them and then to listen to them. They could be in the form of others giving us rebuke, or that we land up being in the same room coincidentally with the very person that we have to apologize to. We can go on and on. You can find these signs regularly. We need to look for them. Pasuk Tes, letter Yud. Yadrech anavim b'mishpat vilamed anavim darko. He guides the humble in judgment and he teaches the humble his way. Notice the repetition of humility in this pasuk, because only if you're ready to let go of your ego will you really see the direction of Hashem that you are seeking. Pasuk Yud, letter Kaf. Kol archos Hashem chesed ve'emes, l'notzrei v'riso ve'edosav. All the paths of Hashem are loving kindness and truth for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Notice that we see throughout that we relate to Hashem as a loving and kind God. Don't be afraid to hold on to him. And when you realize Hashem is loving and kind, it takes away the shame, doesn't it? Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11, Lamed, letter Lamed. Leman Shimcha Hashem, V'salachta La'avoni Kiravhu. For your name's sake, Hashem, pardon my sin, for it is great. So we finally ask Hashem to forgive us. And now we continue Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12, letter Mem. Mi ze ha'ish yirei Hashem, yorenu b'derech yivchar. Whoever is the man who fears God, Hashem, or he will guide him to the path which he should choose. The one who fears God, the one who recognizes that God is present and God presents him with his circumstances, that is the person that Hashem will direct him on the right path. The truth is, Hashem directs everyone on the right path, but only the people who fear God notice it. Pasuk Yud Gimel, a letter Nun, Nafsho betov talin vizaro yirash aretz. His soul will rest with goodness, and his children shall inherit the earth, in parentheses, in his merit because of him. Pasuk 14, Yudalid, letter Samach, Sod Hashem li reyav uvriso lehodiyam. The secret of Hashem is with those who fear him, and he will reveal to them his covenant. Rashi explains that there are many people who try and study the wisdom of the Torah and mitzvos and want to understand the deeper levels. However, God will only reveal it to those who fear him. And it's an interesting pasuk because people might think that they do understand the depth of what mitzvos are about. However, if they're not God-fearing, Hashem won't reveal it to them. They may think they know, but they really don't. Pasuk 16, letter Ayin, Tesvav. Einai tamid el Hashem, ki hu yotzi me reshes raglai. My eyes are always to Hashem, for he will free me from the net. Even if I get caught up in a net in a bad decision, I know that he will help me move on. And so instead of getting embarrassed, I realize that yes, Hashem sees me in my fall, in my mistake, and he will also help me get out of it. Pasuk to Zion, verse 16, letter Pei. Pnei Eli v'chaneni, ki yachid v'ani ani. Turn to me and have mercy on me, for I am alone and afflicted. And perhaps we can read as, have mercy on me, show me my direction, because only I can do what I have to do. I am alone. I alone can do what I have to do. Furthermore, Rashi says that I, as an individual, can bring a salvation for the nation. Therefore, please help me. I have a big responsibility that I have to carry out. Pasuk Yud Zion, letter Tzadi, 17 Tzadi, Tzaros levavi hirchivu mimtzukosai hotzieni. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Take me out of my distresses. It's not getting easier. Please help me. Pasuk Yud Ches, verse 18, letter Resh, Re'ei ani v'amali v'sa l'chol chatosai. See my affliction and my burdens and use them to atone for my sins. The pain that I am going through, the struggle that I feel, should be what we refer to as a kapara. It should bring me forgiveness. Pasuk Yud Ches, letter Resh, Re'ei oivai ki rabu. V'sin as chamas sneuni. See how my enemies have multiplied, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. It seems like the stronger I am getting and the closer to you I am getting, the stronger my enemies are coming out against me. And because of that, they're keeping me from continuing to move in the right direction. They're making it so hard for me to see the truth and direction I should take just when I think I'm getting it. They're making me feel like I'm not. I think we can read this verse, this pasuk, also in a very timely way. V'sinas chamas sneuni. And the hatred, they hate me with such a cruel hatred. And this is so applicable now. How are we supposed to deal with chamas, spelled in Hebrew, almost like the chamas in this verse, when there's such hatred, it keeps us from knowing what is the truth. What are we supposed to be doing? It's such a confusing thing. Hashem, help me. Pasuk 20, Pasuk Chaf, Shamran Nafshi V'Atzileni, guard my soul and save me. Alei Vosh, Ki chasisivach, I won't be embarrassed, for I put my trust in you. And with this pasuk 21, chaf aleph, letter tuf, tom v'yosher yitzruni, ki kivisicha, my innocence and my uprightness shall preserve me, for I hope to you. They, the wicked enemies, are not upright or innocent, and I am. So Hashem, I look only to you to save me. I will not become corrupt like them, thinking that if I act like they do, I can manipulate the situation to work in my favor. I can't. Only you, Hashem, can help me, and that's why I look to you. Pasuk Chaf Beis, and with this we conclude, letter Pei again. Pedei Elokim es Yisrael mikol tzarosav. God redeem Israel from all of its distresses. This personal song of David now expands with its sincere concern for all of Klal Yisrael. The Radak elaborates on this idea to say that David asks God to redeem the nation in his lifetime and even after he is no longer alive. He's always thinking of Klal Yisrael. There are times when we feel like we've been heading in the wrong direction, which can lead us to a place of low self-esteem and a sense of unworthiness. This song, this mizmor, helps us straighten ourselves out. It inspires us to not only not feel ashamed, but rather to use our mistakes as a motivation to reconnect with God and to be mindful of his guidance to get us moving in the correct direction. In doing so, not only will we benefit, but Klal Yisrael will ultimately benefit from our teshuvah. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sherit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.